판 최선을 긴 레퍼레코 상하십 샘초그람 보지 마시 바르남 지지르직 기반 연바 미바야 공이 공던 피를
Homage to Samantha Bhadra, homage to Vajrasattva, homage to Guru Rinpoche, homage to all of our lineage masters, homage to our root guru, His Holiness Jamyang Nuntuk Gelson, homage to the precious Dharma jewel. First, everyone give rise to bodhicitta. In order to bring an end to all the suffering of all sentient beings, make this aspiration that we will attain enlightenment in this very same lifetime. And after making this aspiration, from now on, firstly, we must be very conscientious in terms of keeping our body, speech, and mind with this aim. And from this point on, of making this aspiration of bodhicitta until all the way, until we attain enlightenment, we mustn't stop this endeavor, this aspiration in terms of our body, speech, and mind being in bodhicitta. And until we have these perfect merits of Buddhahood, every day we must continue and every moment continue to endeavor with bodhicitta. And whatever positive activities we engage in, as long as they are supported with bodhicitta, irrespective of whether it's paying homage, lighting butter lamps, incense, meditating, reciting mantras, or listening to teachings, all of it becomes the merit of bodhicitta. And if we start with this aspiration, we don't have to have such a high state of realization in terms of all of our practices. The most important is in terms of merit, is maintaining the three auspicious practices, good in the beginning, good in the middle, and good in the end. Good in the beginning is making the aspirations of bodhicitta. Good in the middle is the main practice, whatever practice that is. Maybe it is reciting mantras. Whatever practice it is, we must make sure that our mind isn't disturbed or scattered or distracted, following all kinds of samsaric thoughts and activities. If it's mantras we are reciting, then place all of our attention, all of our awareness on reciting these mantras. For instance, if we are practicing the mantra of Amitabha, then we bring our mind to calm abiding and we start reciting. In this way, let our mind settle down and don't follow what's going on in the external world and don't get involved in all of the internal mechanics and workings of our minds and our thoughts, and place one's awareness on the reciting and the sound of the mantras that you are reciting. For instance, if we are reciting Vajrasattva, first what we do is give rise to bodhicitta, and then we start reciting the Vajrasattva 100 syllable mantra. And in this way, while visualizing Vajrasattva and reciting the heart mantra of Vajrasattva, and simultaneously with a mind full of repentance, and then place one's attention, one's awareness on the sound of the mantra. And it's the same if we are reciting the heart mantra of Amitabha or homage prayer to Amitabha, and in front of us, above us, we are visualizing Amitabha, very alive and blessing us. And in front of us, smiling at us, and while we are reciting the mantra, and have a mind full of repentance.
Mandewa
And this is the heart mantra of Amitabha. And in the same way, we can use the same method for reciting Kurukulu, Maritsi, or any other deity practices. And for all of the practices, first we bring our mind to calm abiding, and then in this true state of mind, visualize and recite the mantras, and then our mind won't be all scattered and distracted. And accompany our practice with the state of belief or repentance, and in this way, recite and carry on our practices. For instance, if it was Vajrasattva or Amitabha, or whichever of the practices we are engaging in. And in this way, we practice in the right way. We practice the main part of the practice properly with the visualization, and similarly with our meditation. We have the preliminary practices, the main practice, and the dedication. The preliminary practice is that first we give rise to bodhicitta. We first bring our mind to calm abiding, and then after that, we do the 9 Buddha breaths while sitting in the 7 points of Arutana, and then we receive the 4 empowerments and then enter into meditation. Then all of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas and all the deities and all the Dharma protectors dissolve into the lineage masters. The lineage masters dissolve into the Vajraguru. And then the Vajraguru dissolves into boundless light and absorbed into a blue dot, which then travels down from our crown center through our fontanelle, down a central channel and into our heart center. And then when the blue dot becomes one with our mind stream, in that moment, in the present moment, we enter into meditative concentration. And this is what we call the main practice of the meditation. And then while we are meditating, our body is like a mountain. It doesn't move. And our mind doesn't move, just like the very deep ocean. And our view doesn't move from that of like empty space. And we abide in the state of mind with the inseparability of compassion and wisdom, in the state of Rigpa. And what is this state? Is the state that as the blue dot, as our guru, becomes one with our own mind. In that moment, this already is the state of Rigpa. And when that happens, we don't have to separately go and visualize or search for any Rigpa or unity of compassion and wisdom. If we are doing this, then already it has become discrimination. In this state where our guru is one with our mind, inseparable or in unity, this is what we call the main practice. This is the state of meditation, in meditative concentration. And we stay in this meditative concentration for as long as we can. And if it comes to the time now that your meditation practice would come to an end, then dedicate all of these merits of abiding in the state of unity with the Guru to all sentient beings of all the 10 directions, that they may all attain this perfect state of Buddhahood. And that as Samantabhadra wished, is that all sentient beings may attain Buddhahood within luminosity.